Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fat Mascara.
Welcome. I'm Jen Sullivan.
I'm Jess Matlin. We have an amazing episode for you. We have Naomi Watts.
What a great conversation. I had so much fun chatting with her. I think when brands start up and they say they want to have a conversation with their customers, I tend to get a little bit of an eye roll. But then when Naomi talked to us, I was like, this is the conversation. She's putting her money where her mouth is. Like, she had the conversation with us. And the conversation is sometimes not an easy one, right? Like, menopause is not something everybody wants
this
to talk
not
about
a,
every day.
Yeah, this is not a, when people talk about celebrity lines, like, I would not say Naomi Watts is doing a celebrity line. She is definitely braver than, and that's even kind of corny to be like, oh, she's brave for having a talking about like life and talking about just things we as people, human beings, not just women, just like everyone should be talking about. She's actually putting herself out there in a way I see no other celebrities putting themselves out there when it comes to product lines.
Yeah, and we had a good conversation. Should I tell people who Naomi Watts is in case they've been...
If they don't know...
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that was...
Not looking at a screen for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
So she's a British actress who starred in movies such as Mulholland Drive, 21 Grams, and The Impossible. Both of those earned her Academy Award nominations for Best Actress, by the way. She also stars in, Jess and I are very excited about this one, the Netflix limited series The Watcher from Ryan Murphy. It's actually based on a story from The Cut that went viral that Jess and I were both obsessed with. It takes place in this house in New Jersey. So Naomi's the star of that. And of course, she recently partnered with biotech company Amyris to launch Stripes, a beauty brand and wellness brand focused on menopause, as we said. So the company is all about having these open, honest conversations. And that's definitely what we did with Naomi. So we talk about everything from what menopause is to why it would be nice to learn more about it before it actually happens. And I think that's why this chat is for everyone, not just those of you who are about to go through or are going through or have been through menopause or in it now, but anyone who menstruates. This is a universal experience for women, and Naomi wants us to be talking more about it. So here she is to get that conversation started. Naomi, welcome to Fat Mascara. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm pretty good, thank you. How are you?
Good. We're just going to get right into it. Like, your line is called Stripes. So yeah. I feel like you wouldn't have named your line that without acknowledging that you yourself have earned your stripes. So I'm curious, what moment in your career did you feel that that happened, that you earned your stripes?
Well, I think, you know, really turning 50 was a milestone moment in many areas of my life. And I think that's when you start feeling like you're you know, looking back, but also looking forward and knowing that your years ahead are getting a little bit tighter and smaller, but feeling good about the things you've achieved as well, honoring that and knowing or starting to really think about what's ahead and what you still have to achieve. I felt like I've done some great things in my career that I can feel proud of. Obviously, my children, which I fought to have. There was multiple struggles getting pregnant. Now a new phase of my life with, you know, entering into the beauty space, which I never really planned to do.
Oh, now you have to earn your stripes in this whole other world,
yes,
huh?
It is. It is. And that is actually, you know, people keep asking me, you know, what are your fears ahead? And I'm like, well, for this, I mean, firstly, it's a stigmatized conversation, which it shouldn't be, based on the fact that half the population will be in menopause at some point in another. Yeah. But also because of my industry, you know, we're otherwise usually quite have been quite private. And, you know, that's changed. We're with the internet, people have greater access to your life, and that's okay. But talking about certain parts of things that come with menopause can be icky. And that's the whole point in doing this. But I think, you know, being an actor and in the public eye already makes it a little more scary, I suppose.
Well, we're going to get you a little bit uncomfortable or icky when we talk about menopause later in the conversation. Before we get into stripes and menopause and why you wanted to do the line, let's just talk a little bit more about age, because I think that's a big part of this conversation. Like you said, at 50, you had earned your stripes, but was there a moment in your life that you were forced to sort of grow up? I mean, you started acting very young. Like, when did you feel like a grown up?
I still don't. I mean, there are days where I feel like I never really changed from my mid to late 20s. And then you get that surprising moment in the mirror or some kind of a reflection. But I think being a mother is when you really start to think, you know, in more responsible ways that force you into feeling like a proper grown up.
Listen, when I think about aging, I feel like it's part of this conversation. I feel like the conversation about aging has gotten so much louder for me. This is my perception in the past like 5-10 years. And I feel like the line in the sand has gotten younger and younger. When I was younger, it was like, oh, 40 is over the hill. 40 is when you start to get older. But now I work with, you know, 20-somethings who are worried about anti-aging. I was talking to a girl yesterday who said, when do I need to start using retinol? I know I should be using it by now. I was listening to a podcast with the influencer Tinks, and the whole episode was about aging and accepting aging. She was like around 30 years old, and it was like, I accept my age. I didn't think about aging until kind of recently. It's just getting younger. What are your thoughts?
Do you know what? I was always a little bit aware of my age in my 30s, late 30s.
Is that because of your occupation?
Yeah, I would say for sure. And also I got started late. I basically didn't get a real job that people could see on a larger scale until I was, well, just, I think I was 30 when I met David Lynch, and then the movie kind of stalled because it was going to be a TV show. It didn't end up airing on TV, and then they bought the rights and David made the further or the last 45 minutes and it became a feature. So then it was released about 32. So I was always aware of the clock, you know, and the biological one as well, not just in my career. You know, I had been told as I entered Hollywood on that scale that, you know, you better hurry up now. Now you've got some notices, nice notices, and the calls are coming in. You need to work. You need to race the clock.
And, who was telling you that?
Really make yourself available. I mean, multiple people, agents, managers, you know, peers, you name it, casting directors, because you need to stay in the game and, you know, it runs out. You know, like 40 was the number. That's when you had to say farewell to being a leading lady. You know, there was a much unfriendlier term thrown around, but I don't know if your audiences want to hear it.
No, share with us. Amy Schumer skit, are we talking about?
Yeah, you're basically unfuckable after a certain, you know, a certain amount of time. And then you go, what? What does that mean exactly? I see older women on, you know, in movies, but they're like, well, you know, that's how it is. And I sort of went away and stewed on it a bit and thought, what does that actually mean? And then I thought, oh, I get it. It's when your reproductive organs stop working. And, you know, that's when you have to play the mad, crazy woman. You know, the one that is yelling and screaming and being unpredictable and, you know, freaking everybody out. Mean.
Do you think it's changed much?
It's no coincidence that I'm doing a line, a menopause line.
But do you, we hear about like age acceptance and, you know, all of the strides that have been made. Do you think it's changed much?
I do think it's changed. Incremental changes have happened. And I do feel like now we're kind of on the precipice of this conversation about aging really blowing open and, you know, including menopause and women's health and all of and research, you know, having a real look at that and where things have gone wrong and why we've been underserved. So I do think it will blow open and we're right at that pivotal point where big noise. I mean, it's literally like the door got opened a little crack and we're all going to come out yelling. Yeah. We're ready for these changes. No more suffering in silence.
You were in a movie that I absolutely loved and it was called While We're Young. And that was with Ben Stiller. You and Ben Stiller were a couple in it. And you were in your 40s and you guys became friends with a younger couple, kind of like a cool, you know, like Brooklyn couple. And it was Adam Driver and Amanda Seyfried. And they were, you know, kind of like opening your eyes to like, you know, your marriage was kind of like, okay, you know, moving along. And they kind of opened your eyes, kicked the door open to like, you know, new things and like a breath of fresh air and like doing, you know, cool, you know, it's kind of cool young person stuff that you stop doing when you're in your mid 40s. It's like the way youth feels to people once they hit a certain age. So did you ever have any of those moments in your 40s or, you know, once you got to a certain age, where you're like,
or you passed the line, I'm on the other side now.
You're like, oh, I should be doing that. Or like, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I think there's a panic in the 40s, I think, that happens and you do try and cram in a lot, but then, you know, and you always sort of speak positively or try to almost to convince yourself when you're speaking about the age that you're at. And I'm here in my 50s. And so I'm feeling like there's an ease to this now. Now I'm on the other side of that panic. I think I'm quite okay with being open, talking about aging and menopause ad nauseum if I have to. And if it spooks people, so be it. It's coming for you. And I don't say that as a threat. I say it as that, like, yeah, it. I mean, I literally test the water sometimes and just, you know, particularly in places where you really know it's not going to, well, it's probably going to land with a thud. And indeed it does. And you've just, those are the places that you really got to get shouty and loud. But I feel a lot more at ease with myself. I feel open to being kinder to myself. And as I said, I'm more aware of the time I have left.
But was there a time before where, did it take you some time to get there is what I'm saying?
Yes, it did. I think in my 40s, that was part of the panic, the denial, the spiraling of like, what next? And have I done this? And have I done that? And then you just sort of calm down a bit and get used to it, I suppose.
It's funny. The New York Times just did a large like study or letter on a study about the midlife crisis and how across cultures it actually is real. And it does coincide with the time period you're talking about. There's something about the 40s, like... And
yeah, it's the letting go.
Yeah.
Or adjusting. Yeah. You're still, yeah. And it's all to do with hormones. I'm sure of it. That hormones drive everything. They drive mood. And, you know, I think after 50, you're no longer a victim to your hormones.
Well, let's talk about this time period and menopause, because like you created Stripes, this community and this line all around the idea of this. And I think one of the scary things for people is like, okay, when you start menstruating, like you kind of know that's going to happen 10 to 14, right? It's a short period. Like you have an idea, everybody's kind of going through it at once. There's this big question mark with menopause. Like everything after a certain age, you're like, is this menopause coming on? Like what, can you give me a date? What year is it going to happen? Do you think for some women that separation of being young and not young is that year that menopause happens?
Yeah. And by the way, you said it perfectly. You know, there's all of these studies and information and caretaking and treatments and things like that when kids kick off in the time of puberty and storytelling, media, you know, there's so much information, education in fourth or fifth grade, they spell it out for you. And then there's the bookend, which is where I'm at. And there's nothing. It's just like,
where's
the story,
our sex ed class? Give it to us, Naomi.
I feel like it should have happened then. And I think so many generations past have, you know, dealt with the sucking it up and suffering in silence that, you know, the education piece was just missing. It wasn't necessary. Nobody was asking questions because the code of silence was just somehow agreed upon. And I think that's changed now, and probably in large part due to the internet, because we all sort of got in onto the internet in secrecy and found each other, and then it spiraled and snowballed into a larger conversation.
It makes sense to me why you would focus on this, especially because it's an individual process for each woman. I'm sure there's different symptoms that help, that, you know, affect different women, different products. But like, we have to be real with you. There's a lot of celebrities in their 50s doing product lines. Like Idris Elba has skincare, Gwen Stefani has makeup, Jennifer Lopez has skincare. And then here comes Naomi Watts and she's doing, wait for it, menopause. Like what were people saying? What are the responses when you told them what you were doing?
Mostly it's been positive, but I'm waiting for the critics. I'm sure they'll be out there. We're really at the launch stage. So I'm as it, you know, opens up, it'll get, you know, more likely the criticisms will come in. I'm prepared for that, but I'm okay with it. I think I feel like we're serving a demographic that has not been supported in previous times. And, you know, yes, there's lots of skincare and hair care out there that women of my age group can use, but are they seeing themselves represented? I mean, I think that's what we need. Every human being needs to see themselves reflected in stories, in media, in ads, in, you know, in friendships. You just need to feel less alone in the world. You need to know you can connect with other people's stories to see your own. And if it's not there in you know, in certain ways, in fact, you know, a lot of these brands are, you know, saying they're there for your age group, but their ad campaigns are all wrong because they're, you know, saying you can look like this and it's a 28-year-old. And it's like, no, I can't. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me that. That's an empty promise that I'll never be able to fulfill. So yeah, I really wanted to create a brand that had a story, that had a purpose, and had some meaning for women who are feeling largely unseen. And, you know, we've been made to feel we're irrelevant after our reproductive years. And that's just not okay. My mother spoke to me about that quite a bit. And I now understand it. Now I'm here. I feel the compassion that I should have felt then. And that's part of it as well. We want the brand to, you know, be a supportive place that you can come and you can bitch and moan and laugh and cry and complain all you want, that the products make you feel part of something, like it's a club. And we want it to feel aspirational. And how do we take agency over this time of our lives and be our own best advocates and find a way to be vibrant and live our best half.
I like that. Live your best
half. The life that we've been given.
I just want to go back to something you said really quickly, because it's interesting the thing you said about we wish you had compassion for your mother, you know, did she actually say that she didn't feel seen, or is it something you think that she probably didn't?
Oh, no. She very clearly stated that she felt suddenly irrelevant and nobody would look at her, you know, like, and my mom was a beautiful woman, like exquisitely beautiful. And so, yeah, I think just that sudden change. She talked about menopause a bit with me, but not any great detail. She just told me that she went in early and that's all I knew. So I didn't really know to ask
a
lot of
questions.
I've heard
that, you know, I've heard that from a couple of people, a couple of women, like, it's kind of like a funny thing happened. These are attractive women, very beautiful women, who they've shared, you know, and they were like a decade or two older than me, but they've shared just kind of in a passing remark, not like, I want to talk about this, Jess, but like, it's a funny thing happens when you become invisible. And they've meant like both, you know, to men, but also just like to people on the street or like in a party situation or like at a work event. These are all different situations that they've happened. And it's like, I think it's just like the culture, I'm saying nothing revelatory here, but like, it just kind of puts women aside when they're no longer, you know, the demo, or I don't know. It's like it was kind of very silent,
heartbreaking,
kind of lonely shift. And I actually remember seeing it go through this woman's, like, I could see it happen in her eyes. And she didn't want to talk about it, but you said just kind of really reminded me of that.
It shouldn't be that way. Every age, every person has a place and meaning in society, right? And really, we should be revering our elders for the, you know, all of the work they've done and carved the path or paved the way, whatever the expression is. And we should look to their wisdom. We should listen to and learn from them.
I love that you are carving out the space.
And that's why this is thank you. I want it to seem like it's an intergenerational thing, because we need to learn from our elders and offer them the compassion for never having spoken a whisper about it, that they, you know, suffered in silence. And then
we're not blaming you, moms.
No. And then, you know, prepare the younger generation. So it's all encompassing. And yeah.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along.
Honeylove Superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Aloe Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Aloe Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20.
But that's interesting because I thought of your line before we were speaking as, okay, this is for a woman of a certain age. But I like that it's like, no, it's also for the younger women who you should be preparing because this is coming. Let's learn about it together. That makes it
absolutely
more fun.
Yeah, I think.
Is that a weird word?
Yeah. I want those women to listen because I actually went in earlier than I think most people, although I don't want to pass judgment on that. I went in much earlier than I was ready for, let's say it like that.
What is the age range of menopause these
days? It's so varied. And they say the average age for a woman to go into menopause, not peri, and menopause is considered 1 year after you've finished your last menstruation, and that average age is around 51. I hadn't even heard of the term perimenopause when that day came. And in fact, when I was I mean, I don't want to draw out the story too long, but when I was trying to get pregnant and I wasn't succeeding, I was told that my blood panel suggested that I was close to menopause. So I was freaking out. And yeah, and you know, it's hard to say whether I was in perimenopause or not at that time, but you know, certainly I was spiraling out of control and panicking and worried. And anyway, long story short, I have two gorgeous children, but pretty much straight after that, in my early 40s, I went into night sweats and, you know, all the other symptoms that come with it, migraines that, you know, but I was like, Mom, why didn't you tell me more detail? I didn't know what, you know, early, you know, she told me she had her last period at 45, and I was like, but there must have been a lot of other information that, you know, you could have shared before that.
Oh my God.
And she said, well, it's the conversations I never had with my mother because she never had them with hers. And, you know, and so the baton kept getting passed, you know, the code of silence.
I don't mean to laugh. I just like, this is just all too real. This is just so like, I can picture it. Like,
yeah. Okay. Oh, no.
Are you just like a familiar story?
Connecting with things here.
Oh my God, my doctor, I wasn't going to share this, but I had like a hip injury and he was like, well, you're a young woman.
You're like, I love you.
So I'm worried. So we should get x-rays because you're still young and athletic. And literally 20 seconds after he said that, he goes, are you still menstruating? Because he looked at how old I was, you know, I'm 44. And I was like, which is it, doctor? Am I a young woman who needs an x-ray? Or am I like, you know, even he was like, could be, couldn't be, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Not a lot of, you know, information, even from doctors. That's changing now. But back in, you know, in my early 40s, when I had those kind of questions, it was like, yeah, you could be. You know, because there's no real one test. It's really using the blood panel and trying to
like
remember when your last period was.
Oh,
but
my God.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
I can't.
And the vibes aren't
you
great.
Know when you know, ladies.
Yeah, exactly.
this is so,
oh
like,
my gosh.
I don't feel better. Let's talk about your product. It's like, at least that we know what's in them, okay? So take us through the Stripes line.
Yeah, so we're coming out with 12 SKUs, scalp to vag.
Is that on the pack? It says scalp to vag, or that's your pitch?
That's one of our bylines, yeah.
I love it.
So yeah, we're basically, when you lose estrogen, you lose hydration. And that's pretty common. I mean, there's no one size fits all for the menopause symptoms, but dehydration is pretty across the board. That's a basic one that nearly everyone feels.
From I'm over scalp here chugging water. I'm sorry. Like, as
sorry,
you guys are talking,
guys,
I'm getting hot and chugging water. Is it happening as we speak?
Don't ask your doctor.
Well, stress can bring on the sweats. I'm definitely not a doctor, guys, but...
Okay. Yes. Please, everyone, speak to a doctor.
Yeah. No. But yes.
So we're going to hydrate. Scalp to vag. Continue.
Yes. And we've created the pairing of two ingredients, which are ectoine and squalene, which really, really speak to the dehydration issues. And we've got hair serum and masks. We've got plenty of face, like a fantastic serum, which I swear by, called the Power Move.
Oh, I like the serum. Jen and I have been using the serum and the moisturizer, the Power.
Did you try it? I'm wearing it now. Great.
Yeah, it's really good. I have a little lab sample.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's great. It's a beautiful texture. And three cheers for squalene. We love squalene. We know all about it. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And ectoine is a fantastic ingredient too, and basically in all of our products. Yeah, we have body oil, we have cool factor for the moments where you're getting hot under the collar.
What is that? Is it like a spray or is it?
Yeah, it's like a mist. But you can use it as an essence as well, you know, like before you put your moisturizer on or your serum, just to open up the pores and make sure that everything gets in. And or I use it like, you know, in the day, if I want, just take it in your bag and, you know, when you're having a hot moment and you want to cool down, basically, or loosen up the makeup, you know, like at work and I'm under the hot lights and cameras all day long, reapplying makeup. it's nice to just loosen that up and feel your skin.
Oh, I like that term for that moment. I've talked about that with other people, like when your makeup just gets like cracky and like,
yes,
one of our guests said it was like, it looked like a Picasso.
You just smush it back together.
You know, where like the pieces of the face aren't together and you need to sort of, we could use your spray to just sort of spray and push it back into place.
Yes, exactly. And at my age, you know, the little cracks and not surface cracks, they're like crevasses. Like if you don't like loosen it, you gotta, and also there's some hydration in there as well. It's not just like, you know, just
water,
for
right,
topical. Yeah. Water. It's more than that.
Oh, that sounds
and
lovely.
Then, you know, you were creating this line, you mentioned at the top, this is like, you never thought you were going to get into beauty. This was not, you know, your goal. Now that you're in it, what have you learned? Like, you know, about the industry or, you know, about products, et cetera?
I mean, I've always loved beauty. I remember as a kid trying to make my own perfume. And, you know, I loved products, but I didn't grow up with money, so I wasn't like buying things too much. I would get mom's leftovers. But yeah, I got into it mainly by accident because of the hormonal changes again. And sorry if I'm banging on too much about menopause, but it's sort of, yeah, why I'm here. I was working on a TV show, and that buildup of makeup that we were just talking about was creating unbelievable irritation in my skin. And I would come home at night once I got the makeup off, and I would just itch it and scrape it off. And like, what's happening? What's happening? I would talk to my doctor. He would give me a cortisone cream. And then I'd go back the next day.
They love a cortisone cream, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. It's a Band-Aid fix. And that's fine. And it was fixing things. And then I realized, what is it that's going on? You know, and I can't not put the makeup on, and the redness is making more makeup go on to cover it. So what am I going to do to change this? And then I started looking at ingredients, and then, you know, it's just so happened that two of my friends who I had put together to create, I had introduced, and they created Onda Beauty, which is a retail space that sells multiple brands that are all clean. And they started saying, well, you should try this. This is a non-irritant. This has got no, you know, none of the bad stuff, and give it a try. And I tried it, and then I tried another one. And
wait, what was the this? Do you remember what it was?
Mary Veronique, do you know her line?
Of course.
Veronique.
Yeah, Veronique. Yeah, French. And a French lady made this a wonderful line, very detailed, very comprehensive line, but very efficacious. And things like Vintner's Daughter, you know, a bunch of different clean lines. And instantly my skin was just less angry. So I thought, wow, this is really, they're onto something here. And then, you know, it made sense for me to start like talking about their different brands to help the business. And I became a co-founder, and the business kept growing. And during the pandemic, we had massive changes like everyone else. And we had to sort of do a massive pivot and change the business from a retail brick and mortar space to an online business. And that's when I really got heavily involved. And I learned so much during that time. It's been an incredible learning curve for me, and really developed a passion. Now, the menopause thing came, it was sort of an aha moment, because I, you know, had that experience with the skin changes. And then I started doing a deeper dive on my menopause experience online. I was talking to friends about it. A friend had an idea that I should write a book to make it like a, you know, fun, sexy time instead of like the doom and gloom message that's out there. But I was like, yeah, I would love to do that. And this was like a good 10 years ago, but I didn't know how to write a book. So I sort of sat on that. And then during the pandemic, I got united with this group of other beauty founders and CEOs and, you know, a great list of people. And everyone was talking about how to manage this time of crisis. And I just started listening to how people were speaking about what the consumer needs, how smart they are, and what they're looking for in a brand. And I was like, this is it. This is what I've got to do. And yeah, here we are.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Wait, you mentioned that you made perfume when you were little. Like yes. This isn't your first rodeo here. What perfume did you make?
I mean, no. I'm talking little girl picking petals from the garden.
I don't care. This was your origin story.
Yes, okay.
This is why you have stripes now, right?
But doesn't like every girl do that? Well,
no.
Not if you're born and raised in New York. Probably not.
No, not in Philadelphia. We were not picking flowers and making perfume. Did it actually smell or were you just like, was it imaginary?
It was mostly imaginary. And yes, it probably had like a day of smelling good and then it went off very quickly. But yes, it was the experience of like choosing different flowers and finding nice bottles that you could empty stuff out of and repurpose. And
I love how you're talking about this as if like, doesn't everybody do that? Because...
Well,
no.
And then also it was like in my day, we used to press flowers. This is before we had phones, right? We were just stuck in the garden doing what, you know, playing with whatever we had. We barely had TV. I mean, I'm really aging myself now.
No, she's like a witch. She's been alive for 200 years, everyone.
Exactly.
No, I actually did press flowers when I was little. I had one of those with the cardboard
yes,
and the screws
exactly,
that you
and you
would
screw
tighten.
Them in.
Didn't
yeah.
I do that mm-hmm. stuff anymore?
I did. Are you very into fragrance? I don't know if when you were doing the merchandising, like, yeah. did you get to pick fragrances and things or?
Yeah. And now that, you know, I love Henry Rose. Michelle's done a beautiful job with those. But one thing again with menopause that happens is you get sensory overload. You get, you know, what worked for you before no longer works.
Oh, fragrance wise, too.
Yes.
Huh?
I can literally be repulsed by a smell that I used
wow.
to love. So yeah.
Was it generally that like stronger smells you wanted to move away from and
yes.
you needed
yeah.
So what do you wear now if you want to wear fragrance?
I tend to just wear body oils, but yes, for Henry Rose, I love hers because they're all subtle and again, no harmful ingredients. And I really only use it if I'm going out somewhere special. I don't put perfume on every day like I used to.
What other beauty products are you into these days besides the stripes products?
When I'm not working, I try not to. I put a lippy on today. For you guys,
thank
but
you.
Nothing else. And
I,
that was really a last.
You
sorry.
Don't have to put lipstick on for us, by the way.
But
you know that.
I know. I was actually, you know, not going to. And then I sort of thought, oh God, it looks like I'm being lazy or something. But I like to give my skin a rest, you know, because I'm on camera often and wherever I can, it needs the breaks it can get. But yeah, so I like to just put all of my time and energy into skincare.
You get that.
And this is the one that you've been using.
Oh, that's the real packaging. Looks good.
The serum,
looks good.
The Power Move.
Nice. Chic.
Yeah. And also one thing I haven't spoken about is it's refillable.
Ah.
So it's sustainability nice. was, you know, obviously high on our list
Very
of priorities.
Cool. Well, it feels really beautiful on the skin.
Good. Yeah, we're getting great reports. I mean, I use lip balm. I'm a big lipstick person. If I'm going to go out myself, I do love a pop of a lip.
What did you put on for us today?
I put on Rose Ink, Hypnotic.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And
you love that squalene.
Yes, I do. I'm a believer.
Before we let you go, we do a little like quick lightning round called Fat Mascara 5. I'm going to ask you just 5 questions, whatever comes to mind, okay? When did you first start wearing makeup? What was going on in your life?
Too young. I did that blue coal, you know, in the jelly part of the eye.
The jelly part.
That now if anyone came near that, yes, like literally inside.
She calls it the jelly. We call it the waterline, but I'm going to start calling it the jelly part. I like that.
It's so hard to get on and it's so hard to get off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I hate it when people put that on me because I know I just go, oh no, this is going to take ages and my eyes are going to be red for hours afterwards. I'm
you
so sensitive around the eye area. I try not to wear mascara for that reason.
When did you learn to cook? Did you? I haven't. Okay.
Too late.
I'm still waiting. I'm still learning.
Too early on
too
the makeup.
Young,
too late on the food.
Yeah, I mean, My mom is a great cook, and I definitely watched her and learned a few things I can do. I've got a small repertoire that I do over and over again, you know, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that we've got those meals figured out.
Taco Tuesdays, but, Stir Fry Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also, there's no wonder you get stuck on those recipes, because when you've got kids, they're like turning their nose up to anything new. And so you just stick with the devil you know.
What do your kids like to eat?
They like, you know, pasta is always a good one, roast chicken, turkey chili. But they've got such different tastes. One is real meat and potatoes, and one's like veggies all the way.
Gotcha.
So you have to be double the cook. Lovely.
Yeah, well, it's going to be, I say, it's not a restaurant, guys. One day is going to be not your best meal. Another day is going to be fine. And then you might get a great every now and again.
Okay, this one is, when did you first fall in love?
Too young. But it was very sweet and innocent. Yeah, I mean, I grew up in England, which not everyone knows. And my family immigrated to Australia when I was 14. And I met someone before I left. So it was super, super painful to make that transition of, you know, just having met someone. But it was quite...
And at that age.
Yes.
When it's like all consuming.
Yes. But it was quite romantic and beautiful because letters were written and, you know, like those ones, the airmail.
Oh my God. It's painful.
And that sort of, yeah... But, you know,
very romantic, though.
But it wasn't. It wasn't. Obviously, I was still an innocent girl. But it was romantic, but not sustainable. I've since met that man years later, and we laughed about it.
That's really cool. I love that. That's nice.
What period of your life has been the most challenging?
I would say, you know, there were moments in my childhood that were sort of quite chaotic, and you know, that had a lot to do with, you know, my mom and dad separating and then him passing away soon after. I don't have a lot of memories from my childhood. They're mostly, you know, triggered by a photo here and there, and there aren't that many photographs, but there are, you know, some painful memories. And going back and forth from, we moved around a lot. And I think that was, you know, of course, my mom was trying to find her feet after.
Here's the high. What period of your life has been the most enjoyable and carefree? I'm hoping it's now. Maybe carefree might be a stretch for anyone at any time. This time, this, yeah,
she
exactly.
Does have
carefree.
Kids, Jess,
yes,
though.
I do have teenagers.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I mean, definitely at the beginning of my children's lives were, you know, that was such a special time. There was, you know, so much surprise and discovery, and it was wonderful. And now, you know, yes, they're teenagers and they're moody and, you know, there's a lot of hot emotions going, but they're developing into sophisticated human beings. They have ideas of where they want to go. It's wonderful to watch. And yes, for me, being released from those hormonal tumultuous years, I feel much more stable. I feel like I got myself back, and I am therefore my most authentic self. And, you know, there's a comfort in that. It's like, oh, now I can breathe a bit better. I just knowing myself, I'm not going to make decisions based on hormonal disruption anymore. Things are calmer, and that feels good.
I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You do get to reclaim yourself.
You and I are gonna have to be checking in. Like, is it the hormones talking?
Yeah. They play some nasty tricks on you. And I understand why perimenopause is so scary to people, because it is, you know, tumultuous, up and down and unpredictable. But on the other side, you get yourself back. It's like a reclaiming, and you get to really find a way to live your best life, I think, knowing that, you know, things are going to be much calmer from here on out.
Thank you for this window into something people don't talk about.
Yeah, for opening up the conversation so everybody can have a little less
Thank
fear
you
about
for
this
your
whole
honesty.
Thing.
Yeah, and,
well, that's the idea. Yeah. That's the plan.
Thank you, Naomi.
Thanks, guys.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.